Now, Rotorua Lakes councillor Merepeke Raukawa Tate's a long-serving local government rep and Māori ward councillor who's emerged as one of the strongest critics of the government's accelerated local government reform process, ultimately voting against both the voluntary Head Start proposal and the government's backstop alternative. Thanks for your time, Merepeke. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
A lot of councils, quite rightly, and we've been here too, been forced to dance to the beat of the government drum when it comes to timing for treaty negotiations and natural groupings, etc. It's been a hoo-ha across time. And to be given 3 months to make such an important decision seems disrespectful from Wellington. You've rejected both the Head Start and backstop options. If neither pathway was acceptable, what's your practical alternative for Rotorua, and how do you respond to critics who say voting against both leaves the district with uncertainty and less influence over its future?
Well, certainly what this, with this government deciding that they wanted us to have a look at, you know, at this whole Head Start program, I think that part of the problem is that the uncertainty around the whole process. I'm certainly not against change. I think that's good. I think once in a while we should definitely press the pause button. But what we have to do is we have to think about, if we're going to look at this seriously, what does this mean? Where are the benefits going to be? What's the cost going to be? And really, should we perhaps signalling to the government, yes, we'll look at this, but the timing right now, just what, less than 100 days out from an election, we've got a cost of living crisis in Rotorua, well, not in Rotorua, right throughout the country, and there's other business as usual for council, and we do need more time. When you look at all around the mutu and how many councils have been asking for more time so that we can do it once, do it properly, and know that the real benefits, the tangible benefits that the government has suggested will be there, will in fact be there. But it also, Dale, the one of the things is, this is about a trusting relationship that we should have with central government and indeed with the councils around us. And I think that's all been put at jeopardy because the council's saying, move on, get it done. Yes, we'll fill in the details later, but things will be kai te pai. And I don't buy that. That is bad process and it's bad government. And as an elected councillor, I don't want to support a bad government.
You've argued that the reform process is not sufficiently brought the community along. I tend to agree with that as well. Given the government's deadlines, what level of consultation would have been enough for you to support reform? Or does that become a nullity now that 100 days out from an election, there's just absolutely no chance of getting it right, it would seem. How do you balance public engagement against the need for timely decisions then, Merepeke?
Well, one of the things that the government could have said to councils throughout New Zealand, have a look at this, get back to us within the next couple of weeks, and do you think that this might be a goer for you and you'd be prepared to put some effort into it? Not all people will be at the starting block at the same time. And I think that's been the biggest issue. Not all councillors have been at the starting block. Some of them are still battling with some of the emergencies that they've had in their own areas in terms of flooding and other things. So, you know, you've got, with changes such as this and what's being advocated here, you need clear heads, you need the support from other councils, you need to be very clear about what this is certainly going to cost eventually the ratepayer. And so, you know, you want to do it right. And the environment that we've been pushed into, that's not conducive to the best outcomes. To me, it's just a continuation of what we see the government doing in their own sphere of mahi. And it's poor. And the outcomes can be certainly not what was desired. And right now, our communities, I think right throughout the country, in terms of cost of living, in terms of uncertainty for their jobs, we're wanging them with this one here. People say to me every day, what the bloody hell's going on? You know, do we have to check, you know, basic things like, will we be changing our names? You know, and who's going to be looking after the lakes? And all of these sort of things. And they're good questions. And the questions from the community that they'd like to have answered even now. But the big thing is, what's it going to cost us, Merepeke? And that is of great concern to our community.
I can understand why that would be the case. This merging of councils feels as though it's not going to happen. There is a lot of dissent. There are councils who prefer not to even talk of mergers, and some have just said, listen, the time frame was too compressed. We're not even playing ball with you. So we'll go to an election with this bully boy attitude at the core of this council merging. It wasn't consulted between councils or even with communities. It was a demand, really, from Wellington. It feels as though it's not going to happen should it serve as an embarrassment to those who proposed it.
Well, you know, the government, you're quite right, and this has been my objection all the time. It's about bullying. It's about central government bullying local government. And local government should have said, go jump in the lake. We've got our mahi to do. We're trying to, trying to look after our community at this time. We've got pipes breaking. We've got infrastructure that we have to make sure is serving our purpose. And so we need some time to think really about what has been proposed here. And the other thing too, we need to get alongside our councils, that we might end up working with, or we might end up replacing. That's the other thing, Dale. And we need to talk to them about what are their priorities at this time. Have they put everything on the table? Are we being open and transparent? But more importantly, Dale, can we please take our communities with us? You know, the questions that are being asked now are good, basic questions. They're about due diligence, and that's not what's happened because we just don't have the time. It's the government directing the timetable and not giving us sufficient time just to allay the fears in the community. Because how can you think as a council about the way forward when you know you're starting to lose the support of your community? And that, I think, is a real, real danger.
Am I getting from you that, and perhaps from other council representatives, not ruling out such changes? I mean, economies of scale and less duplication of process, etc., gives a foundation for discussion. But it's the pace with which this has been demanded that really is at the core of the dissent.
Well, that is true. And, you know, Dale, there may well have been, and probably there would be, some councils that would be ready to go. Probably might have been ready to go 3 years ago. Who knows? And let them get out of the gate quickly, because they are prepared to. They've been probably thinking about this, but certainly we hadn't. And it's all news. I mean, just before the election, the government signaled they wanted change, but certainly the community wasn't aware of it. I mean, when we were elected last year, the community wasn't aware. Oh, by the way, things are going to change, and there might be extra costs for you, and we don't know. And it's always, the devil is always in the detail. Now, I realise there are some areas that we won't have all the answers, but if this was my business, doing due diligence, this wouldn't even see the light of day, because there's too many unknowns at this stage, and we should be making sure that we're working systematically through all of these things in an environment that is trusting, that is open, that is transparent, that we're bringing on board, even at an early stage, the concerns of the community. What's wrong with making sure that our community and all of them, the voices, Dale, that are not at the table, they're still not there? Oh, yes, we hear from some people who have a vested interest in seeing these changes go through. But the community, who at the end of the day will be footing the bill for these changes, they are not being consulted. No way are they being consulted to any great extent.
One of the concerns raised during the reform debate, Medipeka, was the risk of diluting Māori representation and the outcome of the Rotorua Māori ward referendum. To what extent did protecting Māori representation influence your vote, and what assurances would you need before supporting any future restructuring?
Look, I think that's one of the biggest issues for us here in Rotorua, and particularly for the Māori ward councillors. We went again last year to a referendum that said yes, the community said they wanted Māori representation through the Māori wards. But we don't know. We're keeping our fingers crossed, and all toes and fingers crossed that Māori representation will stay, and it will stay possibly for the next term, but triennium. But we certainly don't know long term if that's going to be the case. And when you're talking about the work that was carried out by the regional councils, where you've got the geothermal, where you've got the lakes, all of these sort of things. And don't forget, we've got settlements. treaty settlements. I think we've got the biggest number right now that have been settled, and we've got those, and we've got those have been settled with the government. Now, nobody decided they're going to settle with some new entity. We want to make sure that the protections that were put in place for Aotearoa are going to be respected. And more importantly, the representation that we've got now will certainly not be diluted. It's a very good point, Dale, that you make. And it is right now, it's up in the air, and we're keeping our fingers crossed. And that's not good enough. And it certainly isn't good enough for all of the work that was put in to get the settlements done, and also the lobbying to make sure that Maori representation would be there in the future. It's all of these unknowns that we don't know. And who do we know? We've got government representation, officials in Wellington deciding these things. From the Department of Internal Affairs, they're doing the best they can, but I suspect they don't know the answers to many of these things. What if there's a change of government in November? And, and when that happens, where does it leave all of this mahi? So I would have thought when the new term starts, then any government deciding that they want to make this continue with this change needs to come out to the community again and say, look, let's get this right, and here are the benefits. But more importantly, Dale, this is what it's going to cost you, because indeed it will cost.
Tēnā koe. Well, just finally, if Cabinet does eventually impose a reform model that's closer to the backstop outcome than the Council's preferred option, will your decision to reject both proposals have strengthened Rotorua's position, or could it leave the district with less control than it might otherwise have had?
Yes, well, the argument that we've been hearing for the backstop, that if you're not part of the Head Start, the government will, with the Head Start, which is local government led, well, that's certainly not the case. All we've done is put a proposal together. Hopefully it'll be accepted. But what they're saying is that if you don't, the Head Start has been local government, you've been leading that. And if you don't put a proposal in, then the government will lead the backstop process. But the government has led this right from the start. So don't tell me that, oh, the backstop's going to be led by central government, because central government has been leading the Head Start process as well. So the process has been flawed. I don't believe it's been well thought out. And I think it doesn't give a time for some really good, grunty input that will see a successful outcome when everything has been worked through as it should be. I mean, as I said before, if it was my business, I wouldn't want a bar of it. You've got to do it once, do it properly, and make sure that you're taking everybody with you. What's wrong with that? That's a good, robust, transparent process.
Tēnā koe, it's been a pleasure having a kōrero with you as always. Thank you, Merepeka, for your kōrero and perspectives. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Thank you.
Ngā mihi, Merepeka Raukawa Tait, talking about the situation in Rotorua.